Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a pretty morning in store here. Our temperatures are still on the mild side, but today the big changes happen. I'll show you the timeline for the front and when our temperatures begin to drop.
Plus, we're tracking breaking news across our area from extra school security in Raleigh, where you are looking live right now after an AR-15 rifle was brought to campus. And we also have a crash involving Speaker of the North Carolina House.
Today is the Ukrainian people. Tomorrow can be us. We don't know.
And a message from Ukrainians living here in North Carolina as their home country enters its second year of war with Russia, today marking that anniversary. We'll have more on that story coming up. But thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here. And the sunshine looks great. It feels good outside after we get all those hot records out of the way yesterday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead.
Beautiful start, as I mentioned here. Live look at Rocky Mount Mills. Gorgeous sunshine here. And we're seeing this really across the viewing area. Temperatures are in the mid-60s. We're still holding on to some of that warmth from yesterday. Yesterday, of course, we ended up breaking the previous warmest morning. And we were not too far from that this morning as well. 69 in Fayetteville, 66 in Goldsboro, 61 degrees in Roxboro. We take a look at our afternoon forecast. We'll see partly cloudy skies. You can see our cloud cover ranges from about 45 to about 55% until we get into the evening, and then we'll cloud up by 9 o'clock, and there could be a few sprinkles, especially overnight, and of course rain into the day on Saturday. Our temperatures will be a little cooler than they were yesterday. quite a bit cooler. Our winds shift during the day to northerly, and that will allow our temperatures only to warm up into the low 70s. Still, that's way above the normal, which is 58 for this time of year. A nice day to get outside. Of course, we change gears tomorrow. Tomorrow will be cold and rainy. We'll talk about when that turns around coming up, Brian.
Tracking some big backups right now, Elizabeth, in the northwestern part of Wake County near the airport with a crash, blocking some lanes out at Aviation Parkway at Globe Road. As we zoom into that area, we can see some backups through there, especially in that northbound side of Aviation Parkway, heading away from 540 back up toward that Briar Creek Globe Road intersection. So allow some extra time through there. Also still tracking some delays on Capitol Boulevard at Durant Road. We had an earlier crash at that intersection, and right now we're seeing some backups in both directions of Capitol. On that southbound side of Capitol Boulevard, heading from Wake Forest to 540, we're seeing about a 5-minute slowdown right now and a similar delay on the northbound side. So allow some extra time. Here's a closer look at that crash near the airport on Aviation Parkway at Globe Road. And you can see those delays on northbound Aviation now begin at 540. You might consider using Glenwood Avenue as a good alternate route if you're trying to get from 540 back toward Durham.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We have some breaking news. Extra security is in place at Millbrook Magnet High School this morning after someone brought an AR-15 to campus. WRAL's Naya Harden joins us from the school. Naya, this happened during a basketball game last night.
It did. And parents we spoke to this morning, they say that they are outraged by this. Many of them telling us right now that they don't want to talk. But one did speak to us, telling us that he says that there needs to be something done, not just here, but he says that this needs to stop happening across the country. Take a look at this right here. Now, we already know that students are in the classrooms now, but you can see a police vehicle there. There have been other police around the building that we have seen. At least four in the front of the building earlier this morning. And while there is extra security today, we know that it's possible some students may not attend classes. This map shows the 10 schools, including Millbrook, in the area where guns have been brought to school just this month. Police now have a juvenile male in custody who they say brought an AR-15 to Millbrook High School during the basketball game when they were playing against Hillside High. That person, police say, is not a student. We're expecting to learn more today about this, and we'll have that information for you as we get it. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Also breaking this morning, one of the most powerful politicians in the state was involved in a crash. A spokesperson for North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore says his car was rammed several times. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker live at the state legislature building. Michael, Moore is okay this morning.
Yeah, and that's the good news. And we know that this all happened while security was taking Moore along with State Representative David Willis back to Raleigh. The good news also is that Willis okay as well. Now, Moore spokesperson confirmed all this to WRAL just after midnight that he and Willis were attending events in Wilson before the crash happened. The circumstance is still a little bit unclear, but we know another driver rammed their car from behind several times. And Moore and Willis are both Republican members of the House. Willis represents Union County near Charlotte. Right now, I'm still working to learn more about who this other driver is and find out if they're going to be facing any charges. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Breaking news we're following from overseas. Ukraine marks 1 year since Russia's invasion. And at 5 o'clock this morning, President Biden announced a new military aid package for Ukraine, including air defense systems. White House also says it will enact new tariffs and sanctions on Russia's economy in a meeting with G7 leaders today is when that was said. In the last hour, the president of Poland brought high-tech tanks to the capital city of Kyiv to support Ukraine's war. And China is now calling for a ceasefire and peace talks to end the conflict. China has refused, though, to criticize its ally, Russia, or even refer to it as an invasion. As we've reported, some of the families looking for safety from the war have ended up right here in the Triangle area. WIR's Laura Levine is live at the state capitol for us this morning, where a vigil will be held tonight. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. For Ukrainians and those who support them, this one-year milestone is a grim reminder of how much their lives have changed. Today, we are expecting to see many people standing right here outside the state capitol to commemorate the lives that are still suffering. The Ukrainian Association of North Carolina invites the community to participate in a vigil shedding light on Russia's invasion into Ukraine and encouraging people not to turn a blind eye. The group has worked tirelessly over the past 12 months to rescue families to safety and flying them out the country as the war continues. They have more than 40 million airline miles donated and have helped about 1,400 Ukrainians find a new home.
When you have the ability to rescue a family from a very difficult situation, that is something that you can add to your life resume that you cannot put a price on it, because it's just so rewarding to be able to connect people from so many different parts of the world.
And right now, they are still working to support about more than 200 families that are looking for sponsors and even host families across the country. That vigil tonight begins at 6:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Much more to cover on this story. In 10 minutes, a closer look at the human toll of the war as it enters its second year. And then in our next half hour, we'll hear from Ukrainian refugees who have spent months away from home. You can also monitor WRAL.com for news updates and on our app.
This morning, we're working to learn what led to a large police response at a North Raleigh apartment complex. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker captured this video last night at the park at Northridge Apartments off Litchford Road. Police confirmed they were chasing two suspects who tried to run away. Those people were arrested. Officers have not said what charges they face. And NC State is mourning the loss of its ninth student in one school year. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says this student was found dead at a home on Olive Road. Deputies are calling this an accident, but they have not said what kind or who died. Five of the nine students who have died this year died by suicide. Just 3 days ago, the university released a mental health report that estimated more than 4,000 students on campus have had suicidal thoughts.
Floods, blizzards, and power outages are big risks for California today. This is a live look at Big Bear Mountain Resort in California. Could be whiteout conditions there, blizzard-like. The Weather Service nationally says that as much as 5 feet of snow could fall in some mountains near Los Angeles. It comes after a winter storm hit the Midwest this week. Hundreds of thousands of customers are still without power. The storm is also being blamed for the death of a firefighter. Neither storm is affecting many flights out of RDU right now, but do check any connecting flights you may have out of Atlanta. Dozens of cancellations are being reported at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Time now, 8:09, still ahead. A passenger arrested for forcing a flight to divert to RDU says she's not in the wrong.
I'm allowed to get upset. Getting angry is not against the law.
Her defense in a conversation you'll only see on WRAL.
Plus, new accusations against Raleigh native actress Evan Rachel Wood. New controversy she faces in an abuse scandal over her ex-partner Marilyn Manson.
And we're holding on to some warmth for one more day. Not into the 80s, but 70s today. Then we drop to the 40s tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline for Saturday's showers coming up.
That is just lovely. That camera shot was frozen in time right there. Wrightsville Beach. Now we got one moving. Those waves rolling in right now. Yesterday would have been a great one down by the coast, right? With those record-breaking temperatures. We're at 8:13 right now on our Monday or on our Friday morning. Let's not. I just skipped the weekend right there for everyone. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at what we have up here in the Triangle now.
You know, Jeff, we have that conversation. It's Friday, and then the next day is Monday. I mean, that's how fast the weekend tends to go. This one might drag a little bit tomorrow. We're going to see temperatures in the 40s with rain on and off for most of the day. That seems almost impossible since we had 85 degrees yesterday. Today is where we're going to meet in the middle. Beautiful out there right now. This is a live look at downtown Durham where we're seeing mostly sunny skies. Our cold front is slipping by, and our winds are now starting to shift to northerly. It's going to allow the cooler air to our north to start to filter in, and that's where we're going to come up with those 40s for tomorrow. On the backside of this front, there's a little bit of patchy rain from the mountains westward through parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. We could see a sprinkle or two by this evening, say after 5 o'clock, but the bulk of the day looks nice. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There's lunchtime moving on ahead to 5 o'clock, and again, right after 5 o'clock or so, we could see an isolated shower that begins to move in. Notice that this is a brand new run of the computer model. It's a little wetter at 9 o'clock than it was earlier, but I think we're probably going to stay dry up until then. In some places, it may be closer to midnight before the rain rolls in. But once that rain rolls in, it's going to be with us. We're not going to see a solid shield of green sitting over us all day Saturday, but we'll see scattered showers. So this is 6 a.m. tomorrow. We'll move it on ahead to 9 a.m., some scattered showers. Notice it's not going to rain over any one spot all day long, but it will be drizzly. It'll be rainy on and off, and it'll be chilly too. There's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Once we get past 5 o'clock, that should be the end of the rain. And we may clear out just a little bit on Sunday. I'm not promising we'll see a lot of sun on Sunday. This is 6 a.m. Sunday, and we're still fairly gray, but we switch our winds to southwesterly again. That's going to bump us up into the 60s. A little light shower tries to approach us late Sunday, but most likely won't make it here. But Monday, we'll see an increasing chance for showers as we get through the day. So just plan on another wet day Monday. Here's a look at our temperatures for Saturday. We'll drop it into the mid-40s overnight. And then at 8 a.m., we're at 44. At lunchtime, 45. At 5 o'clock, 46. We're just going to hold it right there with some showers on and off. How much rainfall? Not a lot, really. Some of this rain is going to be fairly light. It'll be scattered. So a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch is about all we'll see, which is okay. We're doing fine with rain. This is the drought monitor for this week. We're still abnormally dry in southern Sampson County. Other than that, we're not having any problems with drought. Other parts of the country having some serious problems. We keep showing, just a few minutes ago, we showed that live picture from Big Bear, and that's actually way down here in Los Angeles, but around the San Francisco area, even in some of the lower elevations, they're looking at a serious amount of snow. Yep, 6 feet, a foot of snow. That would be like us seeing 6 inches. Did I say 6 feet? I meant to say 6 inches. I mean, like us seeing 6 inches of snow around here. Just unusual for them. Monday, a chance of a shower. We're going to see a chance of rain again on Thursday, but once we get past Saturday, it's a good bit warmer, Brian.
If we ever get 6 feet of snow around here, I'm moving. It is 8:16 as we take a look at traffic this morning. Going to start off with that crash we've been following out on Aviation Parkway right around Globe Road and Briar Creek Parkway. Zooming in there, the latest sensor readings indicating that we still have those heavy northbound delays beginning right around 540. Also note that the ramp from 540 westbound onto northbound Aviation Parkway is backed up as well. There are reports that that crash is blocking at least parts of that pretty major intersection, so allow some extra time through there. Let's scoot over not too far from there to the Durham Freeway. 885 near the I-40 interchange. They're on the southbound side of 885. We're picking up a little bit of a backup from Cornwallis Road down toward that I-40 eastbound merge. Pretty typical for the morning commute through there. The northbound trip, though, heading away from I-40 up toward 147 and onto I-85 in North Durham looks just fine. A couple of minor crashes we're watching around Raleigh, but we're really not seeing any delays with those. Checking in on those major approaches into Raleigh from the Cleveland community in western Johnston County. About a 4-minute delay with congestion around the Clayton bypass. And coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 4-minute backup down to 540.
Continuing our coverage of the war in Ukraine, it's been 1 year now since Russia's invasion began. The loss of life has been immense. Analysts predict about 200,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded. Ukraine has seen about 100,000 killed or wounded. 30,000 civilian deaths. More than a million have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries. The U.S. has donated billions of dollars in aid and military equipment to support Ukraine's effort to remain a nation. In a visit to Kyiv Monday, President Biden warned of what a Russian victory would mean for the world.
This is so much larger than just Ukraine. It's about freedom and democracy in Europe. It's about freedom and democracy writ large.
Now, President Biden says the U.S. will remain steadfast in its support until the end.
New accusations this morning against Raleigh native and actress Evan Rachel Wood. A model now says Wood pressured her into suing rock musician Marilyn Manson. She says Wood pressured her into making allegations of sexual and physical abuse against Manson, who is Wood's ex. A representative for Wood says the model's comments are not true. Her lawsuit was dismissed in court last month. At least 15 other women, including Wood, have previously made accusations of abuse against Manson. He has denied any wrongdoing.
Alec Baldwin will not appear in court this morning as planned on charges linked to the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. He waived his first court appearance and pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say Baldwin was holding the gun that went off in 2021, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The film's armorer is also charged in the shooting. If convicted, both face up to a year and a half in jail.
If you live in Durham, you might see the smell or taste of your tap water change today. That's because the city's water treatment department is disinfecting its systems. This happens every year and is required by law. Officials say the changeover will not affect the safety of drinking water. The process will run through Monday, April 10th.
A group working to make Orange County schools safer is listing its top concerns and working on suggestions for local lawmakers. The 18-member School Safety Task Force met yesterday for the first time. The group includes law enforcement officers, students, and representatives from the county's two school districts. It was created in response to a demonstration by members of the far-right group Proud Boys, who disrupted a school board meeting in 2021. The task force says its goal is to provide safer learning environments and to address threats.
I hope that this body will come with some recommendations for the county commissioners of things that can be changed.
The task force says three of its biggest concerns are tent demonstrations, active threats, and people getting on school campuses unlawfully.
Video is showing the moments a passenger was zip-tied inside a flight diverted to RDU.
That's what they're doing to me. I'm holding my own phone. I need y'all to see that this is what they're doing to me.
Tiffany Miles took the video as flight attendants restrained her. Only on WREL, Miles says this was just a misunderstanding. She says she tried to order a cocktail to calm her anxiety, but was told there was no drink service. She says she exchanged words with a flight attendant and then got up to use the restroom. But radio traffic indicates the flight crew thought she was trying to get into the cockpit.
I mean, I started freaking out because so many people started getting up on me. I started freaking completely out. Because I'm like, oh, this is not called for. It's just ridiculous. And then she kept just smirking and laughing. And I'm like, you know, this is, did you get a kick out of this? Like, what are you doing? I'm allowed to get upset. Getting angry is not against the law.
Miles faces misdemeanor charges. She is out on bond and due in court next month.
Today in our Hollywood Minute, a celebrity mashup you probably didn't expect, and an actor shares a religious experience he didn't expect. Here's David Daniel.
I don't know if you fully understand what we're in for tonight, but you will be very happy you have this experience. Bono and the Edge.
Let's go. U2 is releasing Songs of Surrender, an album with 40 of their classic songs reimagined and re-recorded. To celebrate, they invited David Letterman to visit Ireland for the first time. The result is the film Bono and the Edge, A Sort of Homecoming with Dave Letterman. The bandmates reflect on their 45-plus year friendship, show Dave around Dublin, and put on a unique, intimate concert, all captured by Oscar-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville. The film premieres on Disney Plus on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, the same day the album comes out.
You will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
Kelsey Grammer says the role of a pastor in Jesus Revolution was like an answer to a prayer.
When I first read the script, I'd spent the night before asking God or whatever, at 3 a.m., I'm sitting there thinking, I want to do something important. I want to do something that has a deeper value than just like entertaining, making somebody laugh or making somebody cry, doing what you usually do. I want something that has maybe some moment to it. And this script came the next day. I read it and said, okay, that was it. All right, thank you very much. This is good.
Jesus Revolution is in theaters this weekend. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Some who don't like that. Well, he already owns one of the biggest companies in the world, and now Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is eyeing a new venture, buying an NFL team.
There's some buzz that you might be adding NFL owner to your resume.
Yes, I've heard that buzz.
I do like football.
Well, the Washington Post reports Bezos hired an investment firm to research a bid for the Washington Commanders. This comes after the owner of the team hired a firm of his own to look at a potential sale. Two things to keep in mind, though, there's no concrete bid yet, and the Washington Post is owned by Bezos himself.
I mean, he can afford it.
Yeah, I'm sure he can swing that on the side, no
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And his lady friend likes it, so there you go. We'll be right back.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We got to get a look at our weather. Our temperature is a little cooler than yesterday, but still going to be a nice day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look at where we stand right now.
It's a gorgeous morning out there. We're still holding on to some of that heat from yesterday. So 67 in Rocky Mount, at 66 in Durham, and at 66 here already. Dix Park is popular. There are people out there enjoying the daffodils. I love the daffodils. They're so pretty. Again, nice and mild this morning. We're seeing partly cloudy skies. We'll see the clouds thickening up this evening, but it's still going to be a great day to head out to the park. No 80s, but we'll climb into the low 70s this afternoon. We could see an isolated shower after 5 or 6 o'clock. And then, of course, we're looking at rain for much of the day tomorrow with highs only in the 40s. Brian?
We're still tracking a crash on Aviation Parkway around Briar Creek Road and Briar Creek Parkway, and Globe Road. Still seeing some pretty heavy northbound delays on Aviation Parkway, leaving 540 heading up toward that intersection. They're working to get that crash with injuries cleared. On the south side of Raleigh toward Garner, watch for a crash on Old Stage Road right around Woodland Road. We're also hearing about a crash at Hammond Road at Chapin Oak Road. Not seeing big delays with that one. Major approaches into Raleigh for the most part looking okay. Just a 4-minute delay coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. We are looking good on all of our major routes in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough.
All right, thanks, Brian. Parents and students will see extra security today at Millbrook Magnet High School in Raleigh. That's where you're looking live from Sky 5 right now after someone brought an AR-15 to campus. Police say that person, who is not a student, had the gun last night during a basketball game. Officers are seeking a juvenile petition against him. And North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore is safe after his office says another driver slammed repeatedly into the car he was riding in. A spokesperson said it happened as Moore and State Representative David Willis were driving from Wilson to Raleigh. Coming up next on Fox 50, the local efforts to mark 1 year since Russia.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Still holding on to some of that warmth from yesterday. It won't be as warm this afternoon. Today's going to be the transition day. And of course, over the weekend, we fall much below normal.
Plus, our team is tracking breaking news this morning. WRL's Naya Harden is watching extra security at Millbrook High School in Raleigh. We're looking live there from Sky 5 video right now. And after an AR-15 rifle was brought to campus there, Michael Grace is also monitoring a crash involving the Speaker of the House in North Carolina.
And how local Ukrainians are marking 1 year since the start of Russia's invasion of their home country. Thanks for sticking with us on your Friday morning, 8:30 right now. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we get things rolling here. It is a lovely day out there. I know we're talking about the heat from yesterday breaking records, and now we're just coming back a little closer to normal. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, which is pretty good for February right now.
Hey, not bad at all. We're still, again, awfully warm this morning. Temperatures are in the mid-60s currently. This is a live look at Fayetteville, where it definitely looks like spring. I love this tree there downtown, all in bloom. 69 in Clinton, at 69 in Fayetteville, 67 in Rocky Mount, 61 degrees currently in Roxborough. Our cloud cover forecast, it'll be partly cloudy. We're going to range from about 45 to 55% of the sky covered. So again, we'd count that as partly cloudy. But notice after sunset, those clouds begin to thicken up and we'll end up with some showers, possibly as early as 7 or 8, but more likely closer to 9, depending on where you are. It'll be a pleasant pleasant afternoon to be outside with partly cloudy skies and highs in the low 70s. That is still well above our normal high, which is in the upper 50s. Of course, everything drops overnight tonight and does not recover tomorrow. I'll walk through the timeline for the rain, and we'll take a look at a chilly afternoon coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. That breaking news. Extra security is in place at Millbrook Magnet High School this morning. You're looking live right now. Sky 5 is up in the air, and someone brought an AR-15 rifle, semi-automatic rifle, onto campus last night. WRL's Nia Harden joins us from school with more on how this incident happened during a basketball game last night.
You know, I just spoke to one parent who tells me that he believes this is really upsetting. He says he is tired of this happening. His children are tired of this happening. And he says that something really needs to be done, not just here, but across the country.
There's a problem that a kid got into a basketball event with an AR-15. How do you do that? It's not a handgun that he hid. It's an AR-15. So all the schools in this country need to get their act together.
As parents are dropping off their students, they are noticing that there are police cars everywhere, police standing in front of the school and around the building. We have seen at least four from where we are right now. This map shows the 10 schools, including Millbrook, in the area where guns have been brought to school just this month. And police now have a juvenile male in custody who they say brought an AR-15 to Millbrook High School during the basketball game last night when they were playing against Hillside High. Police say this was not a student. We're expecting to learn more information today about this, and as we do, we'll make sure to pass that along. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Also breaking this morning, North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore was involved in a crash. A spokesperson says his car was rammed several times. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned overnight about the crash.
And we know this all happened while security was driving back Moore along with State Representative David Willis back to Raleigh. Now, Willis also okay. Moore's spokesperson confirmed all of this just after midnight to WRAL that he and Willis were attending events in Wilson before the crash. The circumstances are still unclear, but we know another driver rammed their car from behind several times. Moore and Willis, both Republican members of the House. Willis represents Union County near Charlotte. Right now, I'm still working to learn who that other driver is and find out if they're going to be facing any charges. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And breaking news from overseas as the war in Ukraine officially enters its second year now. At 5 o'clock this morning, President Biden announced new military aid for the country, including air defense systems. The White House also says it will enact new tariffs and sanctions on Russia's economy in a meeting with G7 leaders today. In a speech overnight, Ukraine's president vowed to keep fighting.
In the East, it's very difficult, painful, but we are doing everything to withstand it. As for the South, in some places the situation is quite dangerous, but our troops have the means to respond to the occupier.
The country is increasing security in the capital city of Kyiv today as it braces for potential attacks. Earlier today, China issued a call for a ceasefire while refusing to criticize its close ally, Russia. Around the world and here in Raleigh, people are showing support for Ukrainians, and some of the families seeking safety ended up in our area. WRL's Laura Levine is at the state capitol, where a vigil will be held tonight.
For Ukrainians and those who support them, this one-year milestone is a grim reminder of how much their lives have changed. So today, we will see many people standing right here outside the NC State Capitol building to commemorate the suffering that is still going on. The Ukrainian Association of North Carolina invites the community to participate in a vigil, shedding light on Russia's invasion into Ukraine and encouraging people not to turn a blind eye. The group has worked tirelessly over the past 12 months to rescue families to safety, flying them out of the country as the war continues. They have more than 40 million airline miles donated and have helped about 1,400 Ukrainians find a new home.
Sometimes it just gives you chills because it's just so powerful that strangers from around the world have come and joined us to help these many, many families that, you know, their only hope right now is us.
The organization still has more than 200 families looking for sponsors or host families to take them in. The vigil will begin at 6:30 tonight and wrap up around 9:30. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
And there's still more to cover on this story. In the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from refugees who have been away from their home in Ukraine for months.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in the red this morning to end this trading week that actually began with the federal holiday. Here's an indication of what's to come. You take a look at the big board this morning. Stock futures, all the major indices in red this morning. The Dow off more than 300 points. Here's something to keep in mind. Investors are keeping an eye on an inflation report that's due out today. Experts say it'll show some slight decline. But here's something else to keep in mind. This is a key report that the Federal Reserve uses to make decisions about interest rates. The Feds meet again next month on March 21st, to be exact. We'll have the opening numbers in a next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh will be on the stand again today in his murder trial. The focus today will be on cross-examination about the killings of his wife and son. He denied killing his wife and son, but admitted in cross-examination that he lied repeatedly to investigators about where he was on the night they were killed. He says he wasn't thinking clearly and was paranoid because of drug use.
My addiction evolved over time. I would get in these situations or circumstances where I would get paranoid thinking. It could be anything that triggered it. It might be a look somebody gave me. It might be a reaction somebody had to something I did.
Prosecutors accuse Murdaugh of killing his wife and son to distract from his financial crimes. Murdaugh admitted to some of them yesterday.
The world's leading experts on the flu will reveal their findings today on the risk of a fast-spreading strain of bird flu. Now, this group will meet with reporters to talk about H5N1. It killed record numbers of birds around the world in recent months. Scientists will also address concerns that the virus could infect humans. There have been several cases, but the World Health Organization says the threat to humans is low right now.
Members of the Muslim community will be at Shaw University once again today to call for the university to reopen a mosque on campus. The group plans to hold demonstrations today and tomorrow. The mosque closed in 2020 because of the pandemic and has remained off limits since. We've asked the university why they won't reopen it several times. We've not received a response. Because Shaw is a private Baptist school, they are not required to accommodate other faiths.
We're at about 20 minutes before 9 on your Friday. Air fryers are very popular, but if yours looks like this, you should stop using it today. Why millions of these models are now being pulled off the shelves around the country. Plus,
my neighbor called me and said, hey, your house is on fire. You got to get here now.
A close call for a Johnston County family and their dog. How the pet survived after flames came within feet of it tied to a tree.
And after a week of near record heat, a cold front is moving in as you look live in Raleigh right now. Just how cold it'll get. Your 7-day forecast coming up.
Welcome back. Another pretty sunny day at Lake Gaston. That's where you're looking live right now. You can see the breeze, the water moving there. If you're heading out, you might need a little light jacket today. It's not going to be as warm today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with a look over Clinton. The sun is shining. It's going to be nice out.
That's going to be another nice day. It won't compare to yesterday. We're going to see our winds shifting to northwesterly. That's going to start to draw in some cooler air. So we go from the mid-80s yesterday down to the low 70s today. That's still well above our normal, which is in the upper 50s. We're in the mid-60s right now. We'll climb into the low 70s by this afternoon, and we'll see partly cloudy skies for the bulk of the day, so it's still going to be a very pleasant day to be outside, and it won't be as humid as it was yesterday either. It's already 70 in Clinton, 69 in Fayetteville, 66 in Durham, and 67 in South Hill. Our highs this afternoon, again, not as warm as yesterday, but I think that's okay with most of us, right? 74 Fayetteville, 73 in Rocky Mount, 72 in Southern Pines, 69 the high in South Hill. Our cold front sliding across North Carolina right now, shifting our winds. So our winds coming out of the north today will keep our temperatures much cooler than yesterday. There's also some rain on the other side of the mountains. Gradually that slides in, and after sunset, we can begin to see a few sprinkles. That's really the leading edge of the rain that we're going to see for most of the day tomorrow. On the other side of the mountains, you can see 45 in Nashville. It's 30 in Cleveland, 19 in Chicago, and -7 in Minneapolis. So there's chilly air sitting right here waiting to start to drop into North Carolina. And that's wire temperatures will only make it into the 70s this afternoon. We've already seen that front passes by, so our winds are now coming out of the north, and you can see those winds highlighted there in blue as that front slides southward. More and more of that cool air filters in. We'll really feel it tonight and tomorrow, but by the time we get to Sunday, it reverses, and we'll start to see temperatures warming up at least a little bit. As we head through the remainder of the morning, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon, but there's 5 o'clock. Once we get after or past 5 o'clock, we could see an isolated shower start to move in. And this newer run of the computer models has a more widespread scattered rain over us by around 9 o'clock. 71 today, so I mean, that's pretty pleasant. 48 on Saturday, not so pleasant, especially with rain on and off for most of the day. That rain starts tonight. We'll see scattered showers, so it's not likely to rain, you know, over your area all day long, but we'll see the scattered showers and the chilly temperatures. Sunday, variably cloudy and back up to 65. Here's a look at our chance for rain tomorrow. Again, it starts tonight and goes all the way through around 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow. Our temperature is 65 Sunday, 75 on Monday. We'll wrap up Monday with a chance of a shower. Next week stays fairly mild. We'll see another chance for rain on Thursday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. More to cover now on the war in Ukraine. In the year since Russia's invasion began, close to 10 million Ukrainians have left their home country. Most of them moved to neighboring Poland. Some are still sleeping on cots and own little more than a suitcase filled with belongings. In the city of Warsaw, the mayor says refugees are offered free education, health care and social services. Thousands of children are enrolled in the schools there, but many say they want to go home.
I really want to go back. Only when I got here, I realized how much what I had. Home was dear to me. We weren't rich, but it was home.
Others say they understand it could be months or years before they can return home.
This morning, a man accused of raping a child and committing acts of incest is behind bars in Moore County under a large bond. Boyce Guy III faces several sex abuse charges. Guy is being held in jail under a $2.5 million bond. Deputies say the crimes happened in November of last year.
We'll have to wait to see if a student accused of using pepper spray on a school bus will face charges. It happened on the ride to Diller Drive Magnet Middle School yesterday. No one on the bus needed to go to the hospital, but the principal says legal action is possible. We spoke with attorney Daniel Meyer, who says it depends on whether the student intended to hurt others. Meyer says for now, it doesn't seem that charges would be too serious.
But as far as for criminal activity, unless he intentionally brought it, like to hurt people or something like that, it's not criminal liability. So there's probably not a whole lot that can really be done.
Meyer says the student's parents would only likely be liable if someone had to be taken to the hospital, which wasn't the case here. He did say child services could be notified.
Happening now, a rocket is on the way to the International Space Station to rescue three astronauts stranded above Earth.
Turbo pumps at flight speed and liftoff. A new ride back to Earth for Rubio, Prokopyev, and Patellin takes aim on the International Space Station.
New video shows the shuttle's liftoff from Russia early this morning. It's expected to arrive at the ISS on Sunday. It'll give a ride home to three astronauts whose original ride home sprung a dangerous leak while parked at the ISS back in December. Investigators believe a micrometeorite is to blame.
Pretty fancy taxi.
Yeah.
If you use an air fryer, you want to double check the model as soon as you can. Federal regulators say one brand is at risk of starting fires. So take a look. They've issued a recall for several models of these Kusari air fryers. More than 2 million of these air fryers are affected. Regulators say a wire connection inside can overheat and it can catch on fire. They've received several reports of injuries and damage. If you own one, stop using it and contact Kusari for a free replacement.
This morning, a Johnston County family is worried a brush fire that came within feet of burning their home could reignite. Valentina Aguilar says she rushed home when her neighbor called her about the fire. The flames came within just a few feet of her family's home and nearly burned their dog, which was tied to a tree. Firefighters were able to rescue that dog. Aguilar says she's keeping her kids away from the property until the smoke clears, and she's on constant watch for the flames to start up again.
I had to keep an eye of the still flames are coming up, so I had to be very careful. We're putting more water where the flames are coming. Logs are firing again, so we had to be very careful on those.
It is wildfire season here in North Carolina. There is no burn ban in place, but officials are asking that you be careful and try to avoid burning right now.
We're getting a new look at what may have caused the huge train derailment in Ohio. Bree Jackson shows us what investigators found in their preliminary report into the crash.
Fallout from the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, continues.
This was 100% preventable. We call things accidents. There is no accident.
Preliminary findings from the National Transportation Safety Board show that one wheel bearing was 253 degrees above air temperature. That triggered an alarm to alert the crew to slow down. NTSB officials also say there's no evidence the crew did anything wrong. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the site Thursday and assessed the damage.
These railroads need to be telling communities more about hazardous materials that are coming in on the tracks.
In a statement, Norfolk Southern writes, "Our highest priority is the safety of our people and the communities and customers we serve." They go on to say, "We will continue to support the NTSB's investigation." Buttigieg vows to hold the company accountable and strengthen rail regulations.
Get people from both sides of the aisle to the table and come to agreement on some steps that are needed.
Republicans blasted the secretary, saying he should have been on the ground sooner, while the White House criticized the GOP for rolling back rail safety protections.
This is a community that is suffering. This is not about politics.
We need accountability.
Residents held a community meeting Thursday evening, voicing frustration with the derailment and subsequent burn.
I don't know about what the future holds. I have no clue. I just want to get on with our life.
An entire town facing those same concerns.
As Bree Jackson reporting, senators are calling for a congressional investigation into the train derailment and its effect on those people and that environment.
Today, you can get access to over-the-counter medication for free in Durham. The city is hosting a giveaway of drugs to treat colds, coughs, and the flu. There will also be pain relief pills and vitamins. Pre-registration is closed, but you can still stop by and shop in person while supplies last. The event runs from 9 to 2 at the Community Family Life and Recreation Center at Lyon Park. That's on Halley Street. Also in Durham, you can help save a life today at the streets at South Point. The mall is hosting an American Red Cross blood drive happening from 12:30 to 6. It's happening on the mall's lower level in the center court near Nordstrom. The Red Cross says its blood supply is critically low right now.
All right, how about it? It's almost the weekend. There's plenty to do in the Triangle.
Yeah, here are WREL Out and About's top picks for you and your family this weekend. The magic of river dance is hitting the stage at DPAC. The Broadway hit will take center stage for shows today through Sunday. Tickets are available online.
Over at Moore Square in downtown Raleigh, it's Flannels and Frost. It's a family fun event tomorrow. There'll be hot beverages, sweet treats, local vendors, arts and crafts. It'll be chilly as well. Why don't you try out Big Ed's pancake eating contest?
Ooh, yes.
S'mores, roasting, axe throwing, snow machine. I mean, they've got it all. The event
I think
is free.
Go.
You should. 12 to 4 tomorrow.
Love it. And just for the adults, you can head to the Willard Rooftop Lounge for a cocktails and cuisine class Saturday from 2 to 3:30. You can learn how to make some tequila-based drinks and how to pair food with them. You can buy tickets online.
All right, I'll go to the rooftop. You go to the
okay.
Flannels and Frost. All right. You can also check out a comedy show at Goodnights. You may have seen Brian Bates' dry bar comedy special. It's called Uber Important. He'll take his stand-up act to the stage tonight and tomorrow night at 8:30. The link to get tickets is on your screen. For more on these events and others, you can go to WRL.com and click on the Out and About tab.
And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.